You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, David, couple of ticket texts, and I want to get to the baseball. Major, major trade. And look, unlike the Pistons thing, I don't think this is some kind of punch in the face for the Tigers. I don't think they missed much. I said that before the player got traded. I'm not going to change now, and I'll explain why. But we'll get to that in a second. Ticket text first. What do you got, buddy?
Someone says LSU has the talent, but Brian Kelly is a fraud. He will be gone soon. That is from Jason.
I don't know where I arrived at. Look, even when they put it together, guys, he's always good to blow one game. He's basically like short Mario Cristobal. You put him in enough big spots, they're going to screw up one of them. What?
But, no one can blow a game like Mario Cristobal.
No. No, I'm pretty sure if LSU and Miami play, the world ends.
Okay, seriously. It's second down. There's 40 seconds left. Take the knee, and the clock runs.
You realize he's done that twice in his career, right?
I know.
The Oregon game with Vardell or whatever his name was.
And that tells me you have a problem, because the first time—
You just triggered Paul Sarah.
I'm sorry.
I've never wanted to physically fight a coach more in my life than the end of that Georgia Tech game.
The first time—
What are you doing, Mario?
You learned your lesson the first time. And you're like, you know what? Can't let this happen. And you just did it again. Are you serious?
Now, first of all, his knee was actually down, but that doesn't even matter. The fact that you even did it in the first place is ridiculous.
The fact that he didn't learn after what he did at Oregon facing Stanford when they could have taken a knee and he ran a toss play and the kid fumbled and they lose. Right. One is bad enough. You do it twice, you should be thrown in jail.
I absolutely agree. Right.
Even if your quarterback takes it and just runs around like he's from the Benny Hill show and then goes down and eats up a couple seconds.
Anything. Anything is better than what they did. David.
Kelly equals Franklin. Both will lose you games. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Can't do it. Can't win with them.
But it was only to win the Big Ten, not to win the national title.
That is true.
Penn State is good enough that they have enough talent with their running backs that they have. I do think that they could win the Big Ten.
Someone texts in about the Pistons. They say Cam Johnson is the player to go get. Should have had him a couple years ago. Now let's actually go get him.
I like Cam Johnson. Wanted him that summer. And Troy Weaver decided we were going to be the Nets' pleasure pillow and take on the dead body of Joe Harris so they could re-sign Cam.
And the funny thing about that was when you saw it, it was like, wait, they're going to wait. Why are we a part of this trade? What did we get out of this? We just helped them out. We were okay.
That is correct. One more, David, and then I'll get to business.
If available and the money fits, what do you think about Jabari Smith?
Sure. He needs a change of scenery. But I think the problem is going to be that's where Durant will end up, and Jabari Smith's going to be a part of that trade. Seems like, sounds like, feels like. I want to get to the trade that took place out of nowhere. I thought I was getting punked, but Rafael Devers got traded, all-star for the Sox, and he got traded to the San Francisco Giants in what can only be termed a salary dump. I mean, we talked about this a while ago, and I said, look, I don't want the Tigers involved with a guy who's on a 10-year deal, owed a quarter of a billion. Guy's a terrible third baseman who refuses to play anywhere else, right? He was upset about being a DH. Then the Sox lose their first baseman. He was upset about going to play first, told him to pound sand. Here's my issue in this, Rico. It's like anytime a big trade gets made, it's going to turn into this, well, how come we didn't do it? I don't think this was your trade.
Mm-mm, not at all.
This was not what you wanted. Now, here's my one thing. You tell me if I'm wrong. Okay. I also didn't kill Nico Harrison. Because sometimes when a guy gets dealt for so little and they don't shop him, they're kind of telling you what he is.
Oh, but you know what? You're not allowed to say that. So I'm going to have David strike that from the record. Nico is the devil.
Okay. Well,
okay, he just gave away Luka.
Look, it's kind of seems like, sounds like, feels like Devers was a real bleep hole.
I don't even think that seems like, sounds like.
Okay, well, I'm trying to be
they're
polite.
On the record of saying he was pretty much didn't want
the
to be
Sox
here.
The Sox were winning, just swept the Yankees. Won 8 out of 10, got over 500, traded their best player. I think it speaks to someone you don't want in your clubhouse. Now, the Giants sent a lot of nothing, including Kyle Harrison, who the Sox promptly optioned to AAA. Sure, that's going to go over real well with the fan base. I'm not telling you Sox fans need to be thrilled. That's not it, but I don't care about them. From a Tiger perspective, oh, well, we need a third baseman. Do you really want Rafael Devers, who's a terrible third baseman, and you will plant him at third, and he has already told you, I will not help you. I will not DH. I will not play first. Not without a problem, at least. Well, that flies completely in the face of how A.J. Hinch and Scott Harris have designed their team, right?
Yep.
Now, is he he's a
positional chaos.
Right. He's a really good baseball player. I mean, he's got a 900 OPS. He'd be your best player. But I can't sit here and act like, oh, we should have jumped in on what?
But see, I don't think that in the event that the Tigers had made this trade, I don't think that he would have acted this way towards the Tigers. I think he was upset that the Red Sox did this to him and kind of surprised him with it. And it was his line in the sand.
But here's your other problem. We sit here, and again, we don't know what they're going to do years forward. I have no idea what the Tigers are going to do. The one thing I can tell you is I'd be real careful taking $30 million in payroll, plopping it on the roster when I know I got to make a run at signing Skubal and I got to make a run at making this team better for the years moving forward. I don't know how many bullets they're going to fire. Like, if I put a gun to your head and said, Rico, do you think the Tigers will end up having a $200 million payroll moving forward? Your answer is probably no, right?
Correct.
Okay. So unless you're going to end up there, and I think the Tigers are at like 142 now, you better be real careful taking on this 30 mil and you're landlocking a spot with a guy who's not a good defensive player.
Yeah, well, that's just it. Yeah, that contract's going to be around for a long time.
Right.
So
again, and by the way, if you're San Francisco, you just traded for a guy who plays the same position as Matt Chapman.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What?
So does this mean, does this bring up the go get Chapman?
Nah, he's going to go, San Francisco's going to trade one of these guys to the Yankees. Leave me alone. I need a third baseman too, to hell with you people. but no, I wanted to do one segment on it because it was an out of nowhere deal. It was so eerie to the Luka thing. Like, did you read? They didn't even shop this deal. This was done like that.
Came from nowhere. I think it got announced like either right before the game or during the game.
The pitcher they traded in the deal was supposed to start last night.
With Kyle Harrison?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in AAA now.
So that's how crazy the deal happened. So
when I looked at, like, you know, what both sides got, it had me scratching my head. But then I thought he really didn't want to be there. And I think it had reached a point they didn't want him there either.
Here's the other thing. I don't need right-handed bats. Or excuse me, I don't need a left-handed bat. I need a right-handed bat.
So
I'm just saying, you need right-handed hitting. So I know the easiest thing to do when a big trade happens is to pound the organization. No, I didn't even do that with the Pistons with Bain. I said Bain would have looked great here. I'm not mad you didn't get Desmond Bain. I'm saying you better go get someone. This Devers thing, this wasn't for you. Because the one thing the Tigers do have, look, I may have concerns about overall talent. I have no concerns about the clubhouse, about the vibe, about these guys love playing together. They go to war every night. You don't want to add Kyrie Irving to the mix.
Mike, it sounded as if a couple of teams may have had some inquiry and said, what would it take to get rid? One was interesting. I was talking to David about it. Was Atlanta for some reason. It was the San Diego Padres and Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay, your team, I have no understanding. You need to blow that thing up. Trade me Chris Sale. But then it's
all about you.
Listen, the Toronto thing would make no sense. San Diego makes sense only based on their star bleepers.
No,
San
just
Diego
thinking,
just sees, ooh, a prize.
If Toronto's making that move, does that mean, you know what, we're going to hold on to Bobichev for a while? Maybe we think we got
Bo here.
I understand, but that was a name.
But that's why when you see that team, you're like, well,
right. I was just like, wait, I thought you were going to be selling. You're buying? Don't you know you're poor? You're broke. Okay. Got to get a cash advance in order to pay for this one.
Sure. Look, bottom line is this. This is all going to be a big money laundering scheme. Devers is going to the Giants first. Conspiracy tinfoil. The Giants will then trade Devers to the Yankees. Revenge tour against the Red Sox. And we don't care about a bad third base. That bat in our park ahead of Aaron Judge. And the moon landing wasn't real. 248-539-9797.
Okay.
These are the
Aaron Rodgers is married.
And Aaron Rodgers is actually married. These are the tinfoil theories that are going to get me through the trade deadline. Hey, listen. Maybe the Yankees cut a check to the Giants. Listen, just get the guy. We'll figure it out later. The Sox were never going to deal him to us.
You can get one of them. They got two third basemen.
We're here to help.
Chapman will look good here.
Don't get me started. And I don't want to do that because Rieger and Cookies took such a beating, and the guy has been such a good player.
Okay, I know. You know what?
I don't want to.
I feel their pain because I mentioned a couple players in the NFL, took the beating.
I know.
So
why are you so ungrateful?
I know.
248.
He's just a defensive tackle.
A good one. Both of them. Both players you wanted. David, a couple of ticket texts, and then we'll keep it moving.
Mike, surprise trade, yes. But does this set the trade market for us at other options? Do you think you don't have to give up as much now for the right-handed bat?
No, this was about the contract because Boston sent no money in the deal. So that's why you got what looks like on paper a collection of pop bottles. When you don't put any money forward and you're sending $250 million and potentially a bleep hole, a talented bleep hole, but a bleep hole, the other team ain't going to give you a lot. So no.
I know his contract, but I do think we should have gotten involved with Devers. I called it Giants. Get him for very little. I would have loved to get the deal. That's A2 okay. And Tecumseh.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Here's your problem. I'm going to say this again to you. What do you need in this lineup? A right-handed bat.
Say that for the people in the back.
What do you need in this lineup? A right-handed bat.
What is Devers?
He's a lefty.
He's a non-right-handed bat.
Okay. So, just, you know, it's okay to just say, hey, somebody else made a trade. I'm not mad. The Tigers have to do something. I just don't think it was this thing. Plus, like I said, that scares me when someone hates you enough to basically give you away. That terrifies me.
It does feel like the Luka thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.